I'm joined now by Jimmy Bradley of Cockhill Celtic, who have yet another huge tie this weekend as they take on Airfield United of the Leinster Senior League in the first round of the FAI Senior Cup. Jimmy, going into this weekend's tie with Airfield, I suppose preparations couldn't have been better in recent weeks, having won the Inishowen Premier Division, FAI Junior Cup and the Clubman Shirts League Cup. You just must be full of confidence.
Yeah, we're going well. We're all buzzing at the moment. Couldn't happen at a better time. Normally in the Senior Cup, we're out of season nearly at this stage. So we're still on season, so we're well up for it.
And just on that victory against Gorey in the FAI Junior Cup, have you managed to come down off the high of winning the national title? There must have been heavy celebrations that weekend, surely.
There was, of course. We're probably lucky in the sense the cup match the following week, so we did celebrate for 3-4 days, I think. But we had to realise that we had another cup match, so we buckled down again and got back to training.
And moving on to this weekend's fixture, Jimmy, how much do you know about your opponents?
Not a lot at the moment. We'll go on to training tomorrow, and Gavin will probably give us a rundown on what he's found out about them. They got the last 16 under me in the cup, so they should be a fairly strong side. So they'll be a good side. It'll be a good test.
So you'd say they'll likely be a step up from what you've faced so far this season?
I'd imagine so. They should be. They're on the media level. They're in a good league, so they should be a tougher opposition, yeah.
And the fact that yous are at home, you'll no doubt be in front of a huge crowd of Cockhill supporters cheering you on. Yous really need to make that count, don't yous?
Home advantage is key in these cup competitions, and with the crowd we have at the moment and the supporters that are coming, they're going above and beyond to support us. So at home we should have an extra man nearly cheering us on.
And squad wise, you have been quite lucky in terms of injuries so far this season. You've managed to keep the injury count down. Is that still the case heading into the weekend, or how's the squad looking?
I don't think we have any new injuries, to be honest. A few of the boys were injured earlier in the year, and their boys just step under their places. It's hard to believe how they do it, but they just step in and take over, and we're really lucky that the squad depth, to be honest, really helps.
Yeah, if you get through it, maybe another home tie with Finn Harps or Derry City could be on the horizon. That wouldn't be too bad in the next round, would it?
No, that'd be ideal, to be honest. Two very good sides as well. It should bring an even bigger crowd for us. You probably prefer Derry, maybe a bigger draw and maybe closer to us. Finn Harps might have more chance of beating Finn Harps, to be honest. But if we get through this round, it'd be great to get one of the two teams, yeah.
After this weekend, what's up next for Cockhill Celtic? What are you realistically looking to get out of this FAI Senior Cup journey?
To get as far as possible. If we get through this round, it'd be great, to be honest. And then if we got one of the bigger sides, we might get a big draw, and might get a very big crowd, either home or away. It always helps financially for the club. They spent a lot of money on us over the last few weeks, taking us around the country. So it'll be nice to get something back for them.
And finally for me, Jimmy, win, lose or draw at the weekend, you've had a great season. What do you put the continued success down to?
It's hard to place any one thing, but our management team and background staff are really, really, really good. They put in a lot of effort. Everyone's prepared for us. I know we have to train and we do our own wee bits and pieces, most of the lads. But everything's prepared for us when we land. So I think it's just maybe the professionalism between the backroom staff and Gavin. The support has also helped this year. The support seems to be building every year. For the older boys as well, it's hard to believe. The hunger that they have, the Gavin and Oisin have been there a long time as well, and myself. We don't like getting beat is a big thing. For us older boys anyway, the younger boys then bring an extra buzz into the scenario. A lot of good players, possibly senior players in the near future. That's probably the main reason we're doing well, I think.